The decline of the Culture Alliance was given attention at the recent meeting of Tay Township Committee of the Whole. In early December, Midland voted 6-1 to withdraw from the joint project, which initially included the five municipalities of Midland, Penetanguishene, Tiny Township, Tay Township, as well as Beausoleil First Nation, who bowed out after 1 year, leaving the others scrambling to explore their options. Cown. Paul Raymond, the Tay representative on the group, gave a verbal update based on Midland's resolution. He noted that the final budget for Culture Alliance had been unanimously approved at a September meeting following comprehensive review and discussion. At no time were there any objections to the direction that was being taken, nor the decisions made in the budget discussion from Midland's council representative, said Raymond. In November, sitting representative of Midland Cown, Jez Patel, had initiated the town's withdrawal after admitting he hadn't consulted with the other member municipalities. Our staff of Midland is running the Culture Alliance, Patel said at the time. Essentially, I would like to do the study to see if it's possible to continue it, because they're only funding it. They're not organizing or running it through their staff. When asked by former Cultural Alliance member Catherine McDonald if the municipalities would learn of the Midland report through the motion, Patel replied it would, just like how we learned that they're not going to be funding a lot of the other things for the town of Midland. It's the same manner of doing business. His methodology was rebuked by members of Midland Council. Raymond noted a projected year-end surplus of $17,000, which had been a point of discussion in the Midland report, adding that the Culture Alliance operated under a terms of reference that did not make provision on how to deal with the surplus, which would be applied to funding partner asks, and thus a commitment reduction. Otherwise, if added together municipally, the group were within the same funding target as 2024. A large number of examples were provided by Raymond on what had been undertaken, with implications to Midland being the cause for failed initiatives. Do you remember a video profile of citizens in our region was paused for 2025 as Culture Alliance's application to review the New Horizons for Seniors program failed, said Raymond. We were informed that this was due to a grant application error. Grants are applied for by Midland staff on Culture Alliance's behalf. As well, Raymond noted how the project had undertaken cost-saving measures through reduced marketing, a cessation of participation in Indigenous activities and transition as supporters of those groups, and, full stop, of meetings with local Indigenous councils. On a personal note, and this is my personal note, stressed Raymond, I want to express my disappointment with the mayor of Midland, who when discussing the Culture Alliance at the council meeting said, and I quote, "This thing, it's done. It's circling the bull right now. I expect, as I'm sure many do, greater respect by municipal leaders for our volunteers and member initiatives, than to equate their situation with a toilet flushing." A lengthy motion was read which directed Tay's withdrawal from the group and an upcoming report on disposition of assets and liabilities, including the projected $17,000 surplus. Additionally, Tay outlined that they would no longer participate in joint committees without a memorandum of understanding signed by all participating municipalities, with various examples included. Said Mayor Ted Walker, "My appreciation to all the volunteer members of the Culture Alliance over the years, and also for Cown. Raymond's in-depth report on the situation. It's most unfortunate, but it seems to be trending with our North Simcoe municipalities with respect to joint ventures, and the future of them." The motion to exit the Culture Alliance can be found in the agenda page on the Tay Township website. Tay Council meets for Committee of the Whole meetings every second Wednesday of the month, and regular council meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month. Archives and live streams of council meetings are available through the Tay Township YouTube channel.